Welcome back to another Bellied Up podcast presented by Fleet Farm. Charlie, we're here at the Wild Rice Bar and Grill in Wild Rice, North Dakota. That is, you know, it wasn't too tough to remember where we're at with that one. No.
No, I love this bar. It's here's how I know that this is a great bar. You're going up to the turn that the GPS says, and you're like, you see a few houses and you're like, what? There's not a bar
that,
back
that
here.
That looks like a couple houses there. There's no way that there's a bar tucked back there.
And then there's a sign because I am not the first person to think that. That says Wild Rice Bar that away.
Yes.
And it's great. And there's just a big field out there. But a big old field.
You walk out the front door to go do your smoke break and you can see if they're knee high by the 4th of July.
Is it corn out there?
I don't know.
The weeds are definitely knee-high.
There's not many windows in this bar.
Yeah, that's true.
And the ones that are, they're closed. So that's the way we like it.
Hey, I got a question for you, Miles, before we kick things off. Is there something, you know, being a Midwest fella, there's a ton of things that you're expected to know how to do.
Yes.
And is there one of them, like an activity, recreational activity, or perhaps like a fix-it thing that you've never done and would like to do?
Well, I don't really know if it's like I'm participating in this one.
Okay.
But there we go pheasant hunting in South Dakota.
Yeah.
And they have a lawnmower racing track there. And I want to go to a race and I've never been. Have you ever been to a lawnmower racing
track before? No, I have not. I haven't. And I used to have my own lawn business back when I was.
I thought you were saying I used to have a lawnmower.
Yeah. No, I used to have a rider.
You used to have your own lawn mowing business? Tell me about it.
Well, I was.
What was the name of it?
It didn't have a name. It was just Charlie's. Hey, I went door to door and I was competing with my buddy Jay from down the street and he had a rider. I did not.
It was quite literally a turf war.
It was a turf war. Yeah. Except I was inadequately. I just didn't have enough investment in my company. I literally started with one of those
like man powered one.
Yeah. And then I graduated to a. That's me kicking it and then boom, then it starts. Yeah.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah. That was a good sound effect. Yeah. I like that. We should record that and reintroduce it at different times during the podcast. Now you're just milking it.
Showing off.
Yeah.
So what did this guy start with, like a zero turn or what? He had deep pockets.
Oh, yeah,
Parents had deep pockets.
Now, his folks is, well, you know, I won't even say it was a deep pocket thing because his tractor was the biggest piece of crap. It was held together by bungee cords.
Yeah.
And he knew how to fix it good, you know, and
that's what you, if you're going to have a tractor, you got to know how to fix it because that's where you lose all your money.
Yeah.
Is trying to fix it. You got to be able to do it yourself.
Yeah. No. And he did. And so I got to give him props for that. But yeah, he had me outgunned, outmotored. Anyway, I had about 6-7 lawns, $15 a pop. Some were giving me $20 a pop.
Oh,
one person was cheaping out, giving me $5. But, you know,
You got to have cash flow, you know,
in
business years. Now, I don't imagine you were on a very good schedule. And the reason why I say that is because you're not really a schedule guy yourself. Oh.
Who was at the Wild Rice Bar first today? Guys, who was it? Was it Charlie or was it Miles?
Before we left the other bar yesterday, I told you we were supposed to be here at 10:30.
And then I get a text this morning. Hey, guys, we meet at 11?
And made sure that you were ready to go by 10:30 so you'd be here by 11.
And why'd you text that this morning? Because you were running late. You didn't even work out this morning. You didn't even have your trainer this morning.
I know. But
upset. I'm upset that you're calling me out. First of all, you haven't even answered my first question.
What was the first question?
What? Oh, you did answer. You want to go to a lawnmower race?
Yeah. I kind of want to invest in a lawnmower racing team. I've said this before on our other podcast, but it's one of those things that's on my bucket list, you know, like NASCAR, IndyCar, that stuff. You got to have some deep pockets to invest in a team like that. But I think I could manage a lawnmower racing team. You know?
I feel like you've got that. I don't think you're doing enough stuff these days.
Yeah, I think I need to put that on my plate.
I'll
throw that on there.
Yeah, you need that like a hole in your carburetor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually do need airflow in that. So it's kind of a weird phrase, but
what was, give me your sales pitch when you were walking around door to door trying to get new lawns.
Hey, my name's Charlie Behrens. I'm Molly and Dick's kid.
Oh, which one? There's like 105 of you running around.
Yeah, no, I'm the second oldest, but I'm cutting a few lawns and I've got some room on the roster. Do you guys cut your own lawn or do you want me to help, you know?
Yeah, you know, my husband does it, so yeah.
Yeah, no, and he does a real good job. Yeah.
Are you saying that he doesn't cut it good enough? You think you need someone else
to
come in?
It is a little long. Where is your husband right now?
He's at the Wild Rice Bar and Grill.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I could cut it right now if you're sick of looking at this lawn, you know.
You know, why don't you do it and then we'll do a trial run. How about for free?
So okay. Yeah,
sure. You cut it for free and then we'll see if he likes it and if he wants to do that.
Sure. Okay, hang on.
Oh wait, you have to slow down the motor. Wait, that's your lawnmower? The kid across the street's got a nice tractor. I might have him do it.
You know what? This is bringing back some deep emotional wounds for me, and I'd like to continue on with the podcast where we talk to people who need advice. I need some advice. How do you deal with an emotionally abusive friend?
You go to the bar and meet a emotionally abusive bartender, and it just makes you forget all about it.
Mm-hmm. Happy hour, everything's $3 here.
Yeah. $3.25 during half day, $3 or all of our domestics. Yeah.
Really? $2.25.
Hey, even you with your lawn mowing business could afford to eat here.
You know what, Miles? I don't still mow lawns. Okay. I have since.
But it's good to know you have something to fall back on.
You know, I do actually think it's nice because even, you know, this business that we're in, it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. Worst case scenario, I can always go back to mowing lawns.
That's right.
I mean, if you can only mow half their lawn for free and then they can check it out, they're going to have to pay you for the rest of that.
Yeah, that's smart.
Oh, that's like cutting half their hair. Yeah. You know? And make sure you do the front lawn so they can't hide it in the back.
Yes.
Yeah.
What? Hey, that's great advice on our advice. We might have to have her hop on the mic at some point.
I think so. She's already given us a lot of bits of wisdom.
Guys, we're going to take some calls and get into the show.
Real good.
Hello.
Hello. Who do we got on the line?
Hey, this is Raymond.
Raymond?
Yes, Raymond.
Oh, Raymond, where are you calling from?
Hey, man, I'm calling from Daytona Beach, Florida, actually.
Okay. Nice. Daytona Beach.
Swampy down there right now? How's it feeling weather-wise?
Oh, it's hot. It's humid. More than anything, humid.
So. Gold bond day.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. There we go.
Put the gold bond in the britches and tell us what's on your mind.
How are you guys? Well, I'm calling for some advice from, I think, both of you, actually.
All right.
Let's see if you can help me out. Me and the old bowling chain are actually moving into a new place at the end of the month.
Yeah.
And I need to get a grill for the backyard. So
okay.
I'm calling for perfect advice of which one to get, you know?
Grill advice. I love it. I'm gonna let Miles, he is a better griller than I believe.
I don't know better, but I definitely probably do it a little bit
more. He's got more grills than I. Yes. So I will let Miles start off with this one.
Well, let's talk about budget to start out with. What kind of budget are we looking at?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe like a little bit less than $1,000, maybe a little bit less than $800.
Okay, so less than $800. Well, you're probably going to have to you're going to have to write off the Traeger grills because those babies are spendy. Those are going to be $1,000. Now, the entry model probably is close to $800. So you have to think about that, I guess.
And I guess they had a sale for I'm guessing it was the entry level Traeger, and it was like $750 or something.
Okay.
So that's what I was like, maybe go with something like this, but you know.
And I will say this.
I wasn't completely sure.
you can cook that food using the application on your phone.
Yes.
And therefore, you will ruin less dinners by overcooking stuff. So you got to think about the financial savings there in the long run.
Now, are you into the art of grilling, or do you want, is it just like, I'm just grilling so I can have some food?
I'll say it's kind of both. As of now, I have, I used to do a lot more when I had a, like an actual like backyard.
Yep.
But now that I'm now at a smaller place, so I don't do it as much. But you know, every time that we go to like a buddy's house, they have like a backyard, a nice grill. I try to be, you know, try to be the grill master. But now that I'm going to get my own backyard, I want something that I can actually, you know, use for on the weekends, almost, you know, a couple times during the week. So
yeah,
I want something that I can actually get good at, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that the Traeger is kind of a set it, forget it type of option. If you want a little, it sounds like you want to be a grill master. So you're probably going to want to go with something a little more active, like a charcoal grill. I
was thinking maybe the Big Green Egg.
Okay. I haven't had any experience with the Big Green Egg.
That's a smoking situation, I think, right? Isn't that a smoker primarily? Yeah. My uncle has one. You got the pellets in there and all that, but there's less control with the Traeger. What I have is I got your standard Black Weber grill, which you
round
put the
one?
Round one. You put the charcoal in. I mean, that's pretty classic and it's very cheap. I think that was like $80 or something. And I'll be honest with you, you're going to burn a lot of meat.
Well, that's extra flavor.
It's extra flavor. But it's if you want to learn the basic mechanics of grilling, I think you got to master the Weber grill. At some point, it doesn't need to be this grill. You are going to be limited at smaller square footage, but are you mostly just cooking for the two of you, or are you having people over?
I mean, mostly just the two of us. You know, I might have a couple friends over once in a while, but, you know, the most use we'll get will just be two people. So
yeah,
I think that should be okay to begin with.
Well, I think that if you go, so this is also something you need to think about. The more expensive grill that you buy, the less money you have for delicious meats. So I think you got to play the balance game. Now, if you want to show off that you're a real grill master, you buy a cheap grill like Charlie's, the $80 Weber grill, and you can cook a mean steak on there, people are going to be pretty impressed. They're going to be like, wow, that guy's grill is nothing special, but his cooking skills is something really special.
Is that about the grill or about the man?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, the Weber grill is a perfect way to set the bar low. If someone shows up to your backyard, they see that Weber grill, they're not expecting anything special. You set that bar low, and then you can walk right over it.
And you just wow them.
Well,
Yeah, it's not about the grill. It's about
maybe like a...
It's not about
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's not about the grill. It's about the grill master, really.
There you go.
It's about how many times
like maybe something you burn the meat.
Yeah, well, no, I was going to say it's about the number of times you click your tongs before you flip the meat. But, you know, you get that down, you get those motions down and you know, over time. And before you grill your meat, just watch a couple YouTube videos on how to do it. You know, two YouTube videos per new entree.
I got to watch those videos of Miles and...
Well, I don't know if that's...
And Tyler when they were grilling.
Yeah, I don't know if that's sound actual grilling advice, but, you know, I would maybe go with someone who's a little bit more of an expert. But you got... Hey, watch those videos to get the culture of grilling down with the tongs, the apron, the stuff you say while you're grilling, you know? Things like you lift the hood up and you're like, these babies are gonna taste pretty good. Or, oh, you like your steak well done? Well, see you later. There's the door. Stuff like that you're gonna want to say while you're grilling.
Yeah, you can practice that.
So it's kind of like So it's kind of like when you're tying down a load, you have to hit the strap and be like, this baby is not going anywhere.
Yes,
going
you got anywhere. It, man. You are a you're a Midwest connoisseur down there in Florida, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You are spreading the wisdom of the Midwest far and wide down there.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Yeah, that's what I'm trying.
You got to import some brats. You know, you got, I don't know if they sell a lot of brats down there, but Johnsonville should be at your, you're in a bratless steel.
Hopefully I don't find any cigarette butts like that guy did.
The previous podcast that really got Charlie going on the last one.
Yeah, I know, well,
I think all in all,
the same guy that told you that, not to drink Bush Light, to drink something else, Miles.
Yeah.
Or was it a different guy? I don't remember.
It was a different guy, I think. But yeah, we both had quite a string of calls and guests on that podcast. That was unbelievable. But I think all in all, I think that you got the right mentality. I think that, you know, a lot of times too, you don't choose the grill chooses you. So maybe just go to your hardware store. Just walk around a little bit, and whatever one you're kind of drawn to that's within your budget, I think that that's going to be the one you're going to want to go with. And then after you get the grill, remember, it's all about how you handle yourself at the grill. Clicking the tongs, saying the one-liners, and making sure that you're just getting a nice end product, nice juicy piece of meat.
All right. Not losing my say like Tyler.
Yeah.
Grilling.
Yeah. Well, he's sitting in the background right now, and I tell you what, we're gonna need to get someone to hold him back. He's getting upset about all this grilling talk. So
that's good. Well, alrighty. Well, I think that that's perfect advice from you.
All right.
Yeah. And good luck with the purchase. Let us know. Send us a picture of the grill you end up choosing. We're very curious. Okay.
Yeah, I will say. I will do. Will do for sure.
Awesome.
Before I go, though, I was good. I just wanted to tell Miles that Miles almost met when he was down here for the Bush Classic, what, 2 years ago, 2, 3 years ago?
Yeah. Not to brag, Charlie, but I waved the green flag at Daytona.
I was pretty jealous of that. I saw that. I noticed they didn't let you wave the checkered flag.
No, God, no. That's way too important.
They announced Miles that he was going to be waving the green flag. So, you know, everybody in the field, like by the track, had to go back into the stands. So I see Miles just standing by the, on the floor, waiting to go up. And I'm trying to rush my way through people, but it was too late. Once I got inside, like, he was already up there.
And,
You couldn't wait because people were like, you know, the securities or whatever they were like, oh, just go to your seat. Go to your seat. And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Maybe one day. We were so close, though.
Yeah, we were close. Next time I'm in Daytona, I'm sure we'll meet up and we'll get a photo and all that. How's that sound?
Oh, yeah. I'll bring something that I cooked and hopefully not burned. So.
Yeah.
We'll bring you some brats.
Something that I grilled. Oh, there you go. Yeah, Charlie comes out. You got to bring some brats.
Yeah.
You got to bring those brandy brats.
Yeah. Man, you are a super fan. I tell you this much.
Oh, yeah. No, trust me. I work a lot during, I'm a truck driver, local.
Nice.
But I wake up, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. So in the meantime, when there's nobody there, I have to find something to keep me company. So it's either, you know, the podcast or the videos, something that keeps the lights on at that time, you know?
Aww. Well, we've been throwing around an idea for having truckers call in this podcast in the segment called Where You At and What You Hauling. So if we ever have that again, you should call in.
Nice. Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure.
Awesome.
Right. Well, thanks for calling in, man. This is great.
Yeah.
And thanks for all the love and watching all the stuff, man.
Yeah. Watch out for alligators down there.
I really appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you soon.
We have them for sure.
Okay.
All right. Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm not a good cooker myself. I mean, I only have the black Weber. Actually, I have this gas grill at this other spot.
Yep.
You know, and it's so much nicer when you're doing gas and you just flip it on. And everything.
I know. But you really just got to have a stomach to not deal with all the people who are kind of snobby about grilling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what you grill on. It's the product that you put out, you know?
This is true.
This is true.
Sounds like a good, good guy, though.
Hello?
Hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Blake. I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay, all Blake right. from Georgia. Why don't you belly up to the bar and tell us what's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I'm just asking for some advice, actually, which I've heard you guys give some good advice. So
we give advice for sure.
Yeah, I don't know about the good part, but...
Yeah, so I'm moving back to the Midwest from Georgia. I grew up kind of suburbs of Minneapolis, so I haven't been back in the Midwest in a long time. But I'll be moving back there soon, and I'm just asking for advice. You know, coming from the South, you know, moving back to the Midwest, what would you guys recommend? You know, immersing myself back.
When did you leave? Let's start with that.
I haven't been back since 8 years or so.
8 years.
Well, not a lot has changed in the Midwest since then. So it's going to be kind of how you left it.
Your blood is probably thinned a little bit, though. You probably forgot just how cold it is. Not mentally, but sort of, you know, the kind of undertone. You'll probably get colder than you were before. So I would buy some coats, some big coats again when you get
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you're going to want a coat.
Okay.
That's our advice. Yeah, thank you for calling in. Get a coat and come back to the Midwest. No, I'm just kidding. What are you doing when you get back
well, where
here?
Where are you moving to?
Yeah, we need a little bit more details on the deal.
Okay. I'm actually moving into Missouri. I'm going to live kind of outside Kansas City.
Oh, okay.
Which...
Yeah, you're dipping your big toe back into the Midwest is what you're saying. You're not fully jumping in, going all the way up Minnesota, Wisconsin. You're just... dipping your big toe in, headed to Missouri. I like that.
Now,
yeah, so I'm kind of taking it the easy route, I guess. Yeah.
But so you're probably not going to need as big of a coat now that you know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe a windbreaker is probably what you're going to need over there. What is the tornado game is going to be very similar. Do you get a lot of tornadoes down there in Georgia? Probably not as many as you're going to get in Missouri.
Oh, no, I can't. The only thing people are scared of here is snow, which I have yet to see ever.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're going to have to get used to that tornado alarm going off every Wednesday at noon.
Yep.
And
then you're also, you got to refresh yourself on how to drive in the snow. Because that's, you don't want to look like you weren't from the Midwest originally by driving super slow, holding up traffic, all that stuff. Just skidding and sliding through a four-way. You don't want to be doing stuff like that. So you got to remind yourself how to drive in the snow.
Is there going to be a lot of snow in Missouri, though?
They get snow.
Do they?
A little bit.
Yeah, I think you'll be good there. The other thing you're going to have to get used to is in the South, they are very, very nice. You know, and they're also very nice in the Midwest, but it's a different kind of nice. You know, have you noticed the difference between Midwest nice and Southern hospitality down there?
Oh yeah. It's a totally different game down here. I would say compared to the Midwest nice, it might actually not be as nice as the South. I think I get greetings from people here more than I do in the Midwest.
Wow.
Which I didn't think would.
Well,
happen.
So
I know.
From what I understand, though, is there can be a lot of surface level niceness in the South, but maybe not as much deep down niceness down there.
Yeah, I'm going to say this right now. In the South, they might say, hey, how are you? More than they say here. But who is going to be the people helping you dig out of the snow? It's the people in the Midwest. Now, mostly because there is no snow in Georgia, but that point still sticks, okay?
And who's going to help you, you know, if you got to do some landscaping, who's going to mosey on over and ask if you need any help?
Yeah, are they mowing your lawn down there in Georgia?
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah. Well, there we go.
They're a real keep it away from your neighbor type of people.
Yeah,
okay.
See, on your own.
So you tell me, is that nice?
Yeah. What's nicer?
I guess that you get more nice from a community sense, but not from a real neighbor sense.
Yeah.
You aren't really neighbors.
Well, not only are Midwest people trying to mind their own business, they're also trying to get in everyone's business. It's kind of a dual thing. So that's where you get the weird, you know, Hey, I'm going to let you hang out, but also let me take a look in your garage. See if you got a good weed whacker in there.
Yeah. And the other thing is it's acts of service. You know, we are all collectively looking. There's a big Catholic influence in the Midwest and we're all trying to get out of purgatory. And that's where us coming over and cutting the lawn comes from. So whether or not the heart of it is motivated purely by kindness and not spending all of eternity, you know, in purgatory, it doesn't really matter. But we're going to cut your lawn and we're going to whack your weeds. And we are going to also whack our weeds with your weed whacker. But still, we'll whack your weed.
We'll return it a couple years later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll get it back.
So those are a few things to just look out for. And, you know, if you want to get in any neighbor's good graces, just bring over some leftovers, you know?
Yeah. I don't see too many leftovers here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that'll happen.
Make a casserole and then you get a lot of leftovers.
Go to some sort of event at the church and you tell me there's going to be no leftovers. Those ladies know how to cook. And they cook in way too little. You'd think ladies at the church are cooking for a crowd of 20,000 and there's only 200 people coming over.
They do know how to mass produce their.
They have no idea how to scale down recipes at all.
I'm just wondering how they're pushing out so much food. I don't know where they're getting
Well, they got a little extra time, you know, in the summer. There's none of the CCD classes or whatever. So they got some extra time.
Those Sam's Club memberships, you know, they want to use the whole bag, you know.
Well, they also got to make room in the freezer for all the deer meat in the fall, so they got to get rid of all of the hash browns and stuff like that, you know.
That's true. Are you mentally prepared for more invites to deer camp than you ever anticipated in your life?
Oh yeah, you know, I've already got some invites just from telling my family that I'm going to be even remotely close to them. So.
Yeah, from Minnesota, you're like, yeah, I'm moving back to the Midwest. Where? Missouri. Ah, come on up here to Brainerd. We got a great deer camp going. That's like a 16-hour drive. Ah.
Well, if you just break it up, you know, stop in Iowa somewhere and have a bite to eat. It won't be too bad of a drive.
Yeah, so we'll see you up here. What, you think Monday? Does that sound good?
Yeah, they think you can do it in 4 hours. That's how it is.
Yeah.
Hey, you're leaving on a Friday? Okay, we'll see you that evening.
Yeah, yeah. It's 20 hours away. Yeah, we'll see you in 4. Just hit the fast lane. Well, I'm excited that you're moving back. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited. Kind of more of a familiar environment, you know, something, you know, that's not like Georgia where, you know, people are scared of the heat, you know, it's 110 degrees for 2 weeks. That's for a southerner, it's good, but for a Midwestern, there's nothing to do. You can't mow your lawn. You can't do anything.
Yeah. You're sweating the whole time you're down there. What's the thing that you're looking most forward to when you get back, being back in the Midwest?
Oh gosh. I would say the fall, the brisk fall. Oh, I'm not a, you don't get those here. So I'm looking forward to the cooler morning.
The change of the season is really what you're looking for.
Reminds you that time is passing and life is short. We're all here for just a little blip on the universal radar. And so it's important to go shoot a deer and drink a couple 2-3 beers. Poetry we wanted to leave you with today.
Well, I got some advice for you guys, actually.
Yeah, let's do it. And you know what? You got the Midwest goodbye going great, actually. You know, you've got that down pat. You know, this is perfect.
Why don't you crack open another beer and then you can head out.
Yeah, what's the advice?
Yeah, so if you ever hear someone say, fixing to chunk it down here, that means they're going to throw something away.
Six in the chunk it.
Fixing to chunk it.
Oh, fixing to chunk it. Yeah, I'm fixing to chunk it. That's a phrase I'm jealous of.
That
honestly.
Is a cool phrase. I will concede to that.
I wish that was a Midwest phrase so badly.
Fixing
to chunk it. Wow.
You usually here, you just dig a hole and throw all your garbage in there and cover it up.
How are you getting rid of garbage?
Or just burn everything that you want to get rid of.
That's a Southern thing, too.
They say fixing a chunk, and we say just go throw it in the burn pile.
You ever smell burnt rubber? DNR is not going to be happy with this podcast.
Luckily, I don't know anyone in the DNR, so we're good to go.
You're about to. They're going to be knocking at your family door.
Yeah, we had a caller call in saying that the police were outside. We had to come out with our hands up. Instead, it's going to be the DNR is knocking at our door here.
Checking your freezer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's are you saying that we should start using fixing to chunk it?
I'm thinking we can kind of adopt it. Yeah. Maybe.
I like that a lot. Yeah, I really
do. We can start saying that, Charlie.
Yeah, let's just start. Yeah, I'm fixing to chunk it. God, it does, rolls off the tongue.
It does sound like it is a Midwest phrase, to be honest.
Let's just steal it and see if anyone notices.
Yeah. All right. Hey, you convinced us. That's great advice. We're going to start saying fixing to chunk it.
That's good. The people here would appreciate it.
All right.
I talk about ice fishing down here, and people kind of get scared. Think I'm a little crazy. They don't really know what to think.
Well, that's how we keep everyone out of the Midwest, is we tell them we go out on the frozen lake with cars and campers and stuff.
Yeah. They think we're Florida up here, you know? They think we're a frozen Florida up here. But that is what keeps them away. So it keeps the population low and the walleye population high.
There you go. Well, we appreciate you calling in, man. This is great. I'm glad that you're moving back to the Midwest. We're excited for you to hit a small town bar and have a couple 2-3 beers.
Oh yeah, excited to belly up and be with the good old friends. Somehow you don't ever lose friends in the Midwest. So.
No, they won't forget you.
Well, thank you for your advice.
Thank you for your advice, man. We appreciate you calling in.
I broke a glass here. I'm fixing to chunk it, okay?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I think we got it down. Appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you.
All right, watch for deer now on your drive home.
Well, yeah. Tell your aunt I said hi.
Oh, yeah, will do, okay? All right, real good. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
I think that... I kind of mad that we didn't think of fixing to chunk it.
Fixing to chunk it is so good. Golly. That was a nice fella.
That was a nice fella. You had a burn pile, right?
But I don't want to admit that on the freaking thing. My grandpa in Fond du Lac, he would. Honestly, he got better over time. You know, yeah. I remember when I was a kid, it was just this big
aerosol cans, rubber tires.
It's just a big barrel, like one of those rusted out barrels with holes in the side, you know, and there's just all this crap in there. And I was like, wait, aren't we not supposed to be burning it? But then over time, he just kept it to brush. Okay. You know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think the DNR may have visited, you know, that might have been it. Yeah.
All right. You can smell the rubber tires for miles.
Yeah. And you see the black smoke. You know, you're really giving yourself away when you burn tires.
Yeah.
Yeah. You shouldn't do that, kids. Oh, my gosh. It is summer, which means everything on the exterior of your house needs to get done now. Do it now before the world is frozen over from the months of November until some years June in the Midwest. Okay, so I'm talking pressure wash your house, pressure wash your deck, get a new lawnmower, a tractor, a weed whacker, a blower, you know, one of them pole saws. Okay, you can find it all over there at the Fleet Farm. There is nothing the exterior of your house needs done that Fleet Farm can't get done. Okay, so head on over to the Fleet Farm. Bring the gift certificate that you got, you know, for graduation or a baptism or something, and use that sucker up, and then you're not going to have trouble finding other ways to put your money. There's always a place to put your money at the Fleet Farm. Enjoy it, and maybe I'll see you there, okay? And in the meantime, tell your folks I says hi. Real good. Bye-bye.
So, guys, we got Amanda, the Wild Rice Bar and Grill bartender here. Now, what I like about you is literally yesterday we were just discussing that a good small town bar has got a sassy bartender. I think that's you here.
Honestly, I'm probably the mild one.
You are.
Absolutely. Okay. My sister Bree and her best friend Des are definitely worse. by far. Like, you will probably leave offended and they're okay with that.
Well, that's part of the small town bar experience.
Yeah. Who got who the job here? Who?
Actually, so my sister's best friend started working here a little bit over a year ago. And then my sister did. And I come down to Moorhead during the summer when my kids are out of school because they're really bored up by Canada. And so I picked up some hours to work over the summer. Yeah.
That's here awesome. We are.
I love it.
But so you said that the polka is coming in here.
At 3 o'clock at today.
12 o'clock. Minutes, the polka squad's going to get here.
I'm just telling you, it's a party. I'm getting ranches ready. You never know.
What's that is true.
That's
what's incredible. What does the polka crowd usually look like?
Exactly what you would think they
average
would look
ages.
Like. 82.
All right. So there's 82. A bus from the nursing home getting dropped off.
What
here.
Do they like to drink?
Things that I don't serve. A lot of old fashions. I have to say no to that because I don't muddle things.
Oh, you're not muddling at all here?
I'm not muddling.
You got brandy, though?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
North Dakota old fashioned. It's just basically just brandy.
I was going to say, I've seen at other establishments that they just do the brandy and the ice and just throw the cherry and the orange in it. They don't really do much else. But I feel like that's not doing old fashioned justice. So
well, he's the old fashioned guy.
No,
if I can't do it justice, I really shouldn't put it in a cup.
I honor the fact that you have that much dignity when it comes to if I'm not going to make it right, I'm not going to make it all. But you're also like, I'm still not going to make it at all.
I don't even have the right equipment. So it would be an injustice to the drink.
That is true.
It's the same thing with like food, though. Like when you guys were ordering earlier, like I'm not going to.
No, you said the tots suck.
Yeah. Get the fries. Get the ranch. I'll let you know anything you want.
Tater tots, not so good.
Right. Not when you have those delicious fries to choose from.
That's true.
You know?
Well, so we like to say in this podcast that the best Midwest therapist is your bartender. So I think on this one, we should ask her for some advice instead of the other way around, Charlie. What do you think?
That's pretty good.
You looking for some advice on anything?
Well, let's start with you, actually.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. So let's see here. I got to think of mine.
All right. Well, so as you know, I'm getting older, right? As we all are. Starting to develop, waking up with just random body pain, you know, like a shoulder will just be sore or lower back pain.
Yep.
What's the best remedy on how to handle getting older and having everything start to hurt?
Literally get up and power through it. Like,
don't be a wuss.
Just take your hits and keep on going. March forward. Just keep going.
Is that why you see a lot of older folk here at the bar? Is that the liquor kind of tends to heal the pain a little bit?
Definitely.
Yeah, there we go.
Joint
juice is what we call it.
Now, do you think you're feeling it more because you got that personal trainer? You know,
well, that when I found when I'm not doing that, then that'll because I'm not stretching and stuff. But it's still some days you just wake up, you didn't do anything the day before, and you just hurt everywhere.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, just ignore it and move on.
Okay,
all right. Like, yeah, literally just power right through that. You got stuff to do.
Bury it deep down and never bring it back up.
That's
Miles.
Right. I'll leave and ibuprofen go a long way. I think.
Yeah. Sometimes both.
Yeah, and a beer. I mean,
a little beer. That'll ease the pain. That helps the alleviate.
Sometimes
it's
severe. A good keg stand will help that out.
Stand.
I'm just saying.
Do you guys do keg stands at this bar?
We do horseshoes and beanbag tournaments and keg stands. I mean, literally, let's lawnmower race it out.
All right.
Charlie's a pro. I don't think he should be able to play. Because he did do that professionally when he mowed the lawn.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's
an
advantage.
It's an amateur league is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
You want to keep it amateur. Smart. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My question is, let's say that there is a person you are interested in, three bar stools down. Okay. And you're sitting here drinking by yourself. They're over there drinking with friends.
Okay.
Okay. What is the in to say, I like this one of the three?
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want to
buy just one drink.
Yeah. You got to buy them all drinks.
That's true.
Buy them around. So if they're sitting over there chit chatting and you kind of like one of them, you buy them all drinks. But now how do they know which one? You have to go over there and just have the conversation, or do you even have a conversation?
This is where you use your own advice, guys. Trust your bartender therapist. Uh-huh. And you say, yes. Hey, Amanda. So the one on the third is the one that I'm kind of into and like to maybe get to know a little bit better. And I want to buy him around. And I make direct eye contact with the one that you bought the round for and
so
say,
it's eye contact.
I say with my body language, the gentleman over there bought you around. And then I do this, ladies.
See that? Wow. So use the bar. And then, of course, that's a big tip right there.
Communicate that. Well, and it really, it's fun for us to help each other out. Literally, it's so much fun to be in a bar where, you know, over there I call the nursery because that's where all my babies sit that are people think are 12 when they come in. I'm like, I swear I've carded them and their parents come in here all the time. And then over here you have people that have so much money they don't know what to do with, and to see them interact without knowing who each other are or what they come from or any of that, it's amazing. And communicate with your bartender, man. And literally they will lead you to the promised land.
Well, say you did that. Let's say you said it to the one that to be interested in.
Deadlock eye contact. Hey, that fellow over there bought you guys all around, but you're just still locked eye contact.
I would say bought you around and with dead eye contact. And then I would say ladies and then span.
Gotcha.
The rest of the group.
So at that point, do you then just stay in your seat, give a wave, and do not go over there and say hi?
What's the guy do after that?
Yes. You make direct eye contact. She's going to make direct eye contact with you. Period. It's going to happen 100%. Mm-hmm. And you do and she'll say thank you. She's either going to do the giggle, smile.
Oh, my God.
You're going to know that with more of her physical body language back, that if she's making eye contact more and more and more, there's your in.
There you go.
Okay. And then it's on you to walk over there and say hi, or do you wait for her to walk over and say something?
I'd use your bartender for that one too.
Oh, what if we don't have a bartender?
She just really wants to be involved.
What if we don't have a bartender as helpful as you though?
Well, I think most of them are really, I do. Yeah. And when her friends go to the bathroom or something, we're not above being so you interested?
Got you right. To the point.
Then one, there's no awkward situation between anybody.
Yeah.
And I can be hey, she's got a boyfriend to you. And you're cool. But I bound it. All right. Have a good night.
Okay, cool. All right. Let's try the gal in the other corner over there.
Right. Yeah. Well, then I'll just make eye contact with the fifth friend down, you know? Yeah. That's how that works.
Okay. Not
that's
for you. Great. All right. What about you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You were his second choice. What about how are you feeling?
You just wait till the friends go, you know, because they have to go to the bathroom in pairs.
Yeah.
So pick a girl that's an odd number group because you know then at least one of them is going to be singled out and probably weakest from the herd.
Okay. Jeez. Wow. How do you, because you can't, you go into a bar, you have to develop that relationship with your bartender first, right? If someone were to just ask you.
Money talks, Charlie. You drop a 10 or a 20 on the table and you say, hey, you mind helping me out? They're going to be like, absolutely.
Well, now that's another question. Is that offensive right there?
Is it offensive?
You're it's a $20 bill. No, it's not offensive.
A dollar is a dollar, but I also I guess I treat my guests the same way that I would expect to be treated somewhere else.
But not every bartender is as helpful as you. We've found. Yeah. We've been to a lot of bars.
You've been exceptionally helpful.
I would say about 75% of bartenders are as helpful as you. You're going to have a 25% once in a while.
Really?
Yeah, that'll happen.
See, there's a lot of things for me, money's not worth it. And just kind of you guys do, you kind of scope people out as you're talking to them. I do the same through their body language, the way they act, the way that they interact back with me. And, I'm not going to be oh, here's $20. Can I buy your drink, but can I hold it first? No, you can't. While you drop something in there, you're not going to deliver it yourself. Oh, I got geez. This.
Yeah. You've got everyone's safety in mind too. That's a big,
everybody's got to get home safe. And I take people home all the time.
Smart.
That's awesome. You are the iconic small town bartender. This is
there we go. Amazing.
I have a blast.
You said you had a buy, sell, and trade for us, right?
Dude, it's free. No buy, sell, or nothing. Just come get
it. Come pick it up.
Okay.
They come as a pair.
Okay.
Okay.
There is one female and one male. One is a miniature horse. He is about 32 inches tall.
Okay.
His name is Turbo, and he does not run fast.
And then I like that. That's...
I have a miniature donkey who is smaller than that. And
would you say that the best things come in small packages then is what you're saying?
No, or I wouldn't.
Sorry, pal.
I would not be keeping. I wouldn't be getting rid of them for free.
I know, but we want someone to come pick it up, so we need to make it.
Oh, together they're wonderful. They're that's why you got to take them as a pair. And I got them last year because hay shortages, and I felt bad, and people couldn't feed their own animals.
So you got a mini horse and a mini donkey.
Yep, that are absolutely a married couple in love that weren't together to start with, but now are.
Okay. Well. Yeah. If you're listening to this and you're in the market for a mini horse and a mini donkey, because you got to take them both.
That's right.
Okay. I mean,
their happiness matters.
What do they need to sustain them there? These are not house pets.
No. The pasture of grass. I mean, they wouldn't, you less than an acre.
Less than an acre.
Right. Less than an acre of
Miles, you got
grass easy.
About an acre at your place, right?
Yeah, I guess we do. You want to help me put up a fence then, or what?
I'll watch a video of first time
fence putter. They stay in a hot wire pasture just fine.
Okay. Do they? Yeah. Oh, that's not bad.
All right.
That's pretty cheap there.
I don't imagine they can jump over a fence or anything
At this point in time, I would probably come do the fencing for you and do this.
Supplies. Okay.
Like, yeah.
So if you're in the area, come to the Wild Rice Bar and Grill. Ask for Amanda. She's not here. They'll take a note or they'll call or whatever. Say, I'm looking for a mini horse and a mini donkey. I got the perfect situation. She's got you covered. It's not even a butt. It's just free.
Yep. Yeah. I'll even deliver.
Yeah.
And delivery service.
As long as it's a good home. Yep.
Oh, that's great. Oh, and you're going to vet the home a little bit. You're going to talk to the folks. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Well, good on you.
Yeah. Don't be a serial killer or one of those.
And the little pony, I will give them all of the tack that it came with. The saddle and all of its fancy riding things. Children do ride him.
This is a sweet deal, honestly.
It is.
And did you buy a farm?
He looks like a little tiny Hildago paint horse.
Mm-hmm. You That's bought awesome. A farm.
Haven't closed yet, unfortunately.
Okay. Oops.
You know, listen,
when do you close?
Can you take are they self-sustaining? For the most part.
Absolutely.
So you can leave them out there a week and they're going to be fine?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
As long as they have water.
Water and access to grass. Yeah.
To grass.
Oh, I think that, why don't you throw them in the bed of the truck on the way home?
And the hot wire fencing, you get a solar panel for it. And so you don't have to use your own electricity or worry about wiring, anything like that.
Oh, that's perfect.
And yeah, they're great. They stay fat and happy and they like kids. And
oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
All right.
So...
there you got it.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a mini horse, mini donkey, Amanda's your gal.
Just give me your address and I'll drop them off.
There we go. Appreciate you letting us come and hang out at the Wild Rice Bar. This is great.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you guys.
Watch out for deer.
Watch out for mini horses. Yeah. Watch out for mini horses and donkeys on your way home.
That's true. Yeah. And because, I mean, if you want to come by, I work Thursday and Friday. I could bring them with if anybody wants to check them out.
All right.
You
know, okay.
Just time to the tables, you know. So awesome. All right. Whatever.
You've heard of a horse in a bar. Have you heard of a mini donkey in a bar?
Never.
No, me neither.
It's about to happen.
Yeah. There we go.
I'm excited for these suckers to find a new home.
Me too.
Yeah. Miles' front yard.
Yep. We're going to go up after this and fence it off, right?
My fiance would murder me.
Or would she love it?
She might fall in love.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well,
do you have a coyote problem? Because many donkeys actually keep cattle and other livestock safe. They're companion animals.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, there we
got
it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
Thank you guys.
Perfect.
Well, there you have it. If you're looking for a mini horse, a miniature donkey, right?
She was great at selling it. It sounds like a great deal.
Yeah. I mean, I the offer stands. I will help you put up that fence in your front yard.
And I'll help you find a way to get those babies home if you need to.
Well, wow. If any of you want them before we scoop them up in the next day or two, you make sure to come on over here to the Wild Rice Bar and Grill in
North Dakota.
Figure it out. Yeah. So, yeah, they seem like amazing pets. And again, they are great cattle companions. So, you know, something to think about. Something to keep on top of the old dome.
Yeah. Plus, I feel like she said they're great with kids.
Oh, yeah. Unless you don't have to mow. And that I'm all for.
Hey, the guy, I don't know what episode the guy with the lawnmower was on. But
oh, maybe we should call him back up.
The broken lawnmower, he needs to get the mini horse, mini donkey. Then all of a sudden your grass is looking good while your belt is broken on your lawnmower.
Yeah. Good for the environment. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, you know, there you have it. There's no reason not to get a mini horse these
invest
days.
Invest in a natural lawnmower, and that is
a mini horse.
Yeah, mini horse, mini donkey. I'm going to be honest. I don't think I've ever seen a mini donkey before. I think I've seen
it looks a mini just horse. Like a mini horse, except it a little goofier.
Looks like a regular donkey, but just miniature. How high? Couple feet?
Knee high.
It's 2.5 feet tall is all.
Wow.
Yeah, if maybe you're like, oh, I did the dog thing and it just was a lot to handle, get a mini donkey.
Yeah, why get your toddler one of those little Jeep cars when you could get them on a mini donkey?
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know what she said.
I couldn't hear. I couldn't got hear. Headphones
on. But yeah, the get him a saddle, teach your kid how to ride.
Yeah. Save a lawnmower. Ride a mini donkey.
There you go. Guys, thanks for tuning in to another Bellied Up episode. As always, we're bellied up. We're having a few beers. Thanks to everyone who called in. And if you want to call in, follow us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram. We're going to put up a post, put up a story that we're taking callers. Don't be shy. Call in. If you don't get in right away, we're probably on the other line. So just keep calling in and we're excited to chat with you. Belly up to the bar with you.
See you soon.
And don't forget to tip your bartender.
Tip them big. They will help you.
Oh, yeah.
Get a date.
Yeah, help you pick up chicks.
Yeah. I'm going to just wait here for the rest of the night. See what happens.
Good luck, Charlie.
Thank you. Thank you.
See you guys.